The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley, in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia Daf Nun Vov. The Mishnah says, Elu Dvarim She'en Lahem Oino, Ho'avodim, Ve'ashtorois, Ve'akakois, Ve'ahegdeshoi. There are different categories of things, items, types of sales that are consummated in which there is no kind of Eino. If one party cheats the other on the price, there is no kind of Eino. Avodim, let's say somebody buys an Eved, and the Eved is severely overpriced. Hashtorois, we'll learn about that in Yitzhak Shem, what goes into Hashtorois. Today we're going to discuss the din of Ein Oino B'Karkois. Agav, there's a shita Tosus holds that this din of Ein Oino B'Karkois is only until the shear of Mechzel. If it's overpriced by 100%, if it was over double the price, if it was double the price which it was supposed to be market value, so then there is Oino. The Ramah brings this shita in Reish Kof Zayin, Machlokes the Mechab and the Ramah. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold this way. In any case, it would seem to us rather straightforward. What's metaltlin? What's kakois? Metaltlin is movable objects, like we have all over Shas. Fruits, vegetables, cars, furniture. Kakois would seem to be that would be anytime somebody sells a house, or somebody sells land, or somebody sells a plot of land, or a field, or trees, etc. Kakois. However, there's a very interesting Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Boi rovam chitin v'zoran bekarka mahu yesh lahem oino or en lahem oino. If somebody makes a deal, Reuven and Shimon make a deal. Chitin, will discuss what the pshat is. The Gemara is rather not clear exactly what the case is. Chitin v'zoran bekarka. The Gemara discusses, since it's chitin, on the one hand it's metaltlin. However, zoran bekarka, the deal was consummated on Zriya Bekarka, so Lucharitz Karkois. Kiman Vishadyon Bekada Damyon Vyesh Lamoino. It's as if they were thrown into a, so to speak, into a kad, into a kli. Vyesh Lamoino, they became bottled, so to speak, the chitin to the karka. I'm sorry, the chitin were not bottled, and therefore Yesh Lamoino, as chitin, Lucharitz Metaltlin, Idumu Batlinu Al Gavar, Hechidomi. And the Gemara goes on to discuss different stodim. There's different pshatim in the Rishonim, how to learn this Gemara, and there's tremendous nafkaminis in practical halacha. Let's give a case, and we'll discuss different ramifications of this case in light of the different pshatim in the Rishonim that we're going to see in this Gemara. Let's say somebody goes to a plumbing supply store. He orders from the showroom, he orders a bathtub or a sink or something like that, and he sets up a price with the plumbing supply store, A, for the bathtub itself, there's a market price on that, B, for the installation of the bathtub. Another case, somebody goes to a carpenter, to a contractor, and he orders work to be done on building a custom-made closet, and B, the second part of the work is building that custom-made closet after it's brought to the house, into the wall of the house, installing it, so to speak, and making it part of the house. So, here we have a case where after the bathtub or after the closet is built into the house, after it's installed, it's going to be karka. It's mechuba lekarka. Marshal, if we would want to know if it's mekabel tumah, anything that's mechuba lekarka is not mekabel tumah. It's din of karka. Not a din of metaltum. It doesn't have a din of a kli. It has a din of mechuba lekarka kekarka domi. However, the closet itself, or the bathtub, arguably, could be considered as an entity in and of itself, could be considered metaltlin. What would be if the person finds out, the customer finds out that he was, A, given the wrong price, he was very overcharged on the bathtub itself, or the closet itself, the work on the closet itself, B, he was overcharged on the installation. Would we look at it as karka? Would we look at it as metaltlin? Is there a no? Is there a no or no? Can he be tevea, the money that he was overcharged, or can he not? So let's see the pshat of the Gemara. The Rambam learns out tremendous chidushim, and you saw this in the halachas of Oino from this Gemara. The Rambam would seem, this is the way the Rishonim explained the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows: Even though the Gemara, later on the Gemara by Yosef is not clear, but the Rishonim speak to tell Darichus, that Schirus, the same way Avodim don't have Oino, Schirus of a person, if I want to hire a worker per hour, I hire him, let's say, for the price of $20 an hour to work for me in my house or my office, whatever. The halacha is that since he's being paid by the hour, the Gemara says a klal in several places, that Schirus liyoimo mimkaru. Schirus mimka liyoimohu. The Gemara is saying that Schirus is, so to speak, when you pay somebody to work for you, to be at your service, you're, so to speak, making him an eved. The Gemara even says later on, in Aseres Umnin, that a worker can always be chozer in the middle of a contract, because libnei Yisrael avodim, v'loy avodim la'avodim. A person cannot make a contractual agreement to contract himself, his own self, his own time, to somebody without an ability to be chozer, because that's dumi da'avodim, and Chazal didn't give a person a right to contract himself in that way, because of the klal of ki libnei Yisrael avodim. However, what's they get to Hilchus Oino is that since Schirus is considered, so to speak, a contractual agreement where the person is mishabed himself, there's a shibud aguf on him to work for you, and he's paid for his time, therefore, there's no Oino. It's like the klal of Ein Oino b'avodim. Avodim dumilik ha-kois, the Gemara says later on. Therefore, the halacha is that a Schirus of a person's time is also to be considered dumilik ha-kois. However, the Rambam says that this is only true when a person is being hired by the hour, by the day, by the week, by the month, etc. He's hired for his time. And for that amount of time, he's meshubit to work for his boss. What happens if somebody's hired to do a job? A tailor. You bring a suit to a tailor, and the tailor overcharges for the work that's being done. The tailor is not really being hired for his time. A quicker tailor will take an hour to do alterations on the same suit that somebody who's new in the business will take 2 hours to do. So obviously you're hiring him for the job. You're hiring him for the quality of the craftsmanship, of the work that's being performed, of the job that's being completed. You're not hiring him for his time. He can work at his own convenience. If he wants, he can work at 3 o'clock in the morning. If he wants, he can work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He can do the job in an hour. He can do the job in 2 hours. As long as the quality is up to par. As long as he's completing the job on the level and the level and the quality on which he's supposed to complete the job. So he's not being paid for his time. Over there, the Rambam says that there is Oino. Kablonus liyesh lem Oino. The Rishonim argue, the Ramban, the Raj, but they argue, they disagree with this distinction. They say when you're paying a person for a suit, you're also paying him for his work. You're not paying him for the suit. It would seem the Rambam holds that you're more paying the person for the suit, so to speak, for the item, the goods, which is being delivered, albeit that the suit belonged to the customer before, but he's getting back a suit that was not hemmed up. He's getting back a suit which is complete, which is roy for him to wear. It was altered to fit his dimensions. So to speak, he's getting back a suit. There's a no on the suit. There's a no on the kablonus. This is called kablonus, as opposed to schirus, which a person is being paid for his time. Where does the Rambam get this from? The Mefarshim HaMazvir, that one of the Rambam's Mekoris, besides Pesvara, is from this Gemara. The Rambam explains our Gemara as follows. Chitin v'zoron v'karka mahu. A person was hired, Reuven hired Shimon, to buy chitin, and bring the chitin, and then sow them in the field, to plant his field with chitin. Shimon is going to supply Reuven with the goods, with the seeds, with the tractor, and also with his time and effort to make that the field is planted and ready to grow properly in the planting season. So on the one hand, since he's being hired to work with chitin, the Gemara declares that maybe this is kablonus. Oh, one more point let's add, that according to the Rambam, the fact that we're saying that kablonus, where a person is not being paid for his time, so to speak, he's being paid to deliver the goods, is true when we're talking about kablonus on a tautlin, a suit, a bathtub. However, let's say we're talking about kablonus on karka, let's say he's hired to improve a piece of land, to improve a field, to plow a field. Over there, the kablonus is on karka, even if you want to say the kablonus is not schirus, but the kablonus is on karka, it's for sure no worse being misakin karka, improving the quality of karka is no different than selling in the karka itself, in which case, karkois en lehem oino. Therefore, the Rambam says that these are the tzadim in the Gemara in front of us. Zoram chitin, Chitim v'zarim b'karka. On the one hand, this farmer, this person, this hired hand to work in the field is being hired to work with chitim. So maybe there would be oino, like metaltlin. It's kablonus of metaltlin. On the other hand, since he's being hired to put the chitin into the field, therefore we could theoretically say, and this is the tzad of the Gemara, that karkois and lemoino. This would be considered a kablonus of karka, not a kablonus of metaltlin. And therefore, even though kablonus is not the same thing as chirus, but a kablonus of karka, as we said, would be dumi le karkois, and therefore there would not be oino. So the Rambam really gets this distinction between kablonos and schirus from the Gemara, and thereby he's able to explain the Gemara by being mechalik between kablonos of karka and kablonos of metaltlin. Lamaisa, the Gemara stays by a bayit loyev shito. The Gemara is not poishit the halacha, and this is brought as a sofik. The halacha of chit v'zor b'karka is brought in the Shulchan Aruch as a sofik. It's a sveka d'dina. So we're going to see in a second what are going to be the ramifications on our case. That is the Rambam's pshat the Gemara. The Ramban and Tosfos, being that they reject the Rambam's distinction between Schirus and Kablonus, they have a different Pshat Gemara. Agav, the Rambam's distinction is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. But Rav Kiveinu says that since there are many Rishonim that disagree with the Rambam, it's also a Sofik, and you can't be Moitzi from a Muchzik when there's a Sofik of Oino on Kablonus. Now, let's discuss for a second the Ramban and Tosfos, how they explain this Gemara. Tosfos is mitzade to explain the Gemara chitin v'zorim b'karka that he was hired to work in the field, but the oino was actually on the price of the chitin, not on the price of the work, not on the job that was being done in the field, but on the price of the chitin. And the Gemara would have a tzad that since the chitin is being put into the karka, it's to be considered part of the karka, and you can't look at oino on the metaltlin as a din oino, because Lamaisa, he only sold him the chitin in order to be installed, in order to be planted into the karka. Tosfos rejects this pshat out of hand. Why? Tosfos says, if the actual discrepancy, if the actual cheating in price, the taking advantage of the customer, was in the price of chitin, since it's the price of metaltlin, b'chi ha'gavnin is definitely oino. Since the oino took place in metaltlin, even though the metaltlin was only bought in order to be put into the karka, but that's considered moino, that's considered metaltlin legabi oino. However, the Ramban b'shem b'Rabbeinu Chananu brings this pshat, and he says that since the chitin is going to be planted into the karka, on that itself the Gemara has a shaila whether the chitin could be looked at, since the discrepancy in price was in the price of metaltlin, could it be looked at as metaltlin and yesh eino b'metaltlin, or you have to look at it as part of the karka and eino b'karkois. The Nesivis in Reish Chof Zayin brings both pshatim, Reish Chof Zayin Sivkot M'chof, and he says another nafkamina. He says, what happens if Reuven sold Shimon? Reuven has an apple orchard, and he sells Shimon the apples for the market value of apples. Shimon's job is to come and to harvest the apples and therefore and take the apples and sell them. But Reuven is selling Shimon the apples for the market value, and he's ma'anim in market value of apples, not for the value of the work. The work was the right price. The apples, the market value of apples was the wrong price, and Reuven was ma'anim Shimon. The Sivu says there would be a faket in Afkamina. Be exactly the opposite. Over there, the apples are still to be considered. He sold them, l'maisim l'chubel l'kaka. The apples are still attached to the trees. The apple are bona fide kaka. On the other hand, the price of the oino, the discrepancy which would create a tvias oino, was a discrepancy in the price of the metaltlin. There, you would have the exact opposite machlokes, and it would also be totally in the Rabbanan Tosfos. The Sivus brings both of them lalochim. You have to deal with both the tzadim lalochim, the Sivus says. Now, getting back to our shaila of a bathtub or a closet, now let's break it down. First of all, let's say over that the Pesachet Tshuva brings from the Tshuva Samudei Oreh that wherever there's oino of karka and metaltlin together, you have to break down, you have to be able to subdivide the job into two categories and see how much of the price, sometimes the contractor is paid, both for his making of the item itself, like let's say the case of the closet, which is made and then installed, and sometimes the contractor is paid for both of them in one lump fee. You don't decide a price of metaltlin and then the price of the installation, the price of the work on karka. The Pesachet Tshuva brings from the Tshuva Samudei Oreh that discussed the case where workers were hired to bring logs from there. In those days, they floated the logs down the river. They didn't have big Mack trucks. They brought the they floated the logs down from the forest on a raft. They then cured the logs, right? They had to make the logs ro'i to be used for furniture. And there was one price that was fixed, both for the bringing the logs, cutting the logs to the right shape, curing the logs that they should be ro'i to be built into a house, and then actually building the house. I guess it was a log cabin or something. And Namudear says if the price was very overpriced, or the price was underpriced in the case that he's discussing, where the fellow who was building the house was taking advantage of the workers, over there you would have to break down the job into two. The building of the house, there would not be oino, he says, but the floating the logs down the river and the curing of the logs in order to make them ro'i to be turned into karka would have a din of oino. And l'chayra, this is really the bottom line, the basis for deciding the shailas that we discussed. If the fellow in the plumbing supply store is ma'ana the customer, both on the price of the bathtub and on the price of installation, the price of a bathtub is definitely a price which is, you know, in the Talmud. L'chayra b'tali the Ramban the Tosfos. Since the bathtub ultimately is being built into the house, it's being installed, it's becoming mechubal lekarka, it could be that you have to look at the price, the cheating on the price of the bathtub, also as karka, even though the oino, was the discrepancy was actually in the price of the talcum. So there would be a suffix on how to look at that. On the other hand, if the oino was in the work itself, then you would have the Rambam. Let's say he didn't, the price of the bathtub was the correct price. However, the plumber, the plumbing supplies guy, was ma'anim on the price of installation. Over there, you have the Sodom of the Gemara, like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Gemara is saying that even though there was a no on a bathtub, but since the bathtub is installed into the karka, it could be the work of installing it into the karka is to be considered kablonus of karka, in which case there would not be a no. Or, we look at it in terms of the bathtub. Since the work was being done on the bathtub, even though the bathtub was to be made part of the karka, over there that would be considered metaltalin, and yesha no be metaltalin. So really, there would be a sveika didino, according to the Ramban, and a machlokes the Ramban and the Tosfos had a paskin by the price of the bathtub, or the price of the closet, the price of the kablonus for custom making the closet, and there would also be a shaila on the price. And again, we said that you don't have to treat the two as one thing. You could break oino into two subcategories. But there would be a sveik in the din and a machlokes rishonim had a paskin. You wouldn't be able to be mitzi momen on the oino of the bathtub. And on the oino of the installation, there would also be. So now, let's say you take a contractor and there's a discrepancy of price. Let's say he's doing 10 different jobs for you. And you haven't paid him for 6 of the different jobs. And lemaisa, then you find out that he ripped you off in a big way on the bathtub that was being installed in the upstairs bathroom on the price of the bathtub and on the installation, you can withhold some of the other money you owe him because you have a sveik and din on your side. Again, if you had already paid him, you can't be mitzi mamon from him because he has stolim and the rishonim on his side. He has a sveik and din. He has a Rambam whether there's a no b'chiyah gadna, unless it was double the price according to the Rambam. But if you haven't paid him for 6 other jobs, then you can withhold some of that money until you come to terms with him on the no of the bathtub. The same would be true on the closet. In completion, we might just add one nekuda li'iyun, one lamda shakasha, which I think there's what to think about. Tosfos in Bava Basra, this brings a tzad, he brings a b'shem the Rashbam, that the reason why he says to explain the gzeis hakosov of enei no b'karkois is because karkois don't have a steady price. The talitlin have a market price. Karka, it's very hard to fix a defined value, and therefore there's no defined tvia of oino in karkois. Tosfos rejects this out of hand. Tosfos says it's not the pshat, because we see also by Avodim do mil in karkois, and Lamaisa Avodim do have a fixed price, they do have a market price. That's Tosfos. So Tosfos says it's exactly because of Ba'almo, and there's no reasoning in terms of that there's a essential chilik between karka and metaltalin. However, the Ramban al HaTorah, if nobody does with this kash from Avodim, but the Ramban al HaTorah, Parshas Bahar, goes with such a pshat. And he says that since you buy karka, it's not an apple that you buy to eat and finish. Karka is something that you buy that stays with you l'doyrois. So well, there's everybody has a different need or a different way of defining how much the karka is worth for them. Therefore, there's no inoba karkois. L'choyer, there's a nekuda l'iyud in the Ramban and Taisa that we discussed that they're arguing sort of opposite l'shita seh. Taisvis rejects to say that there's a din of oino, that there's a tzad, that k'chita v'zor v'karka would be considered karkois, because they're turned into karkois, they're planted into the karka, if the oino was actually on the price of the metaltalin. L'choyer taisvis l'shita seh, that says that Ein Noba Karkois is Exeris HaKosuv. If anything, he would hold more that you have to look, there's Exeris HaKosuv, and you have to define the Chitim Shezor B'Karka Be'etzem, whether it's a Cheftza of Karka, or a Cheftza of Metaltlin, and it doesn't make a difference that the price of the Ein Noba was actually on the price of Metaltlin, whereas the Ramban, that holds that the reasoning of Ein Noba Karkois is because the price of Karka is different, has a different system than the pricing of metaltalin, and anything the Rabban should be the one to reject such a pshat. He should say that since over here, the pricing was definitely on metaltalin, so therefore there should definitely not be a no. This is a little bit of a tzarchi in Godel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.